Hey everybody, I'm Tony. Welcome to Finding Subjects Podcast. Each week I head out with my camera, find a subject to photograph, person, place, or thing, it doesn't matter, then interview or discuss that subject, and then share it all with you right here on Finding Subjects Podcast. Hey, how you doing? This is Tony. Welcome to Finding Subject. You know, someone asked me a question the other day, and there was, I don't know, man, maybe a little bit of sarcasm in there, maybe not. But here goes. Basically, hey, Tone, you're a guy of faith, right? You're a spiritual guy. Is God real? And I was kind of caught off guard about that question because I'm sure it's something that we all have thought about, and I think it's probably one of the longest, oldest questions in the history of mankind, maybe. Simultaneously, you know, people will say, along with that question, is the devil real or is, either one real? And obviously no one knows the answer to that. It's all about faith and it's all about trying to grasp such a concept to think of God all great, all knowing. Wouldn't that mean that that's something, the concept of God is something way beyond what we could ever possibly humanly conceive. Because, as it says in the Bible, I am everything. Excuse me, everything. How can you define everything? How can you define what the meaning of God truly is, right? So I'm getting really deep here. Maybe I'm the only one there. Where I'm trying to come from. I don't know if I'm conveying this properly. Here's what I'm getting at. A lot of people, I think probably the majority of people, if you said, can you draw a picture of God? Some of them would draw a picture of this old guy with a white beard sitting in a cloud somewhere. And I think for us to try to understand God, we kind of like compartmentalize the concept of God in human form. Is what I'm trying to get to. But God, wouldn't God, or again, we don't know the question to this. This is just something I'm throwing out there. This is all happening in my head within 10 seconds of answering this guy. Yeah, this is how my mind works, actually. Wouldn't God be almost like an energy in the universe, like the energy? And energy is the all. The everything, all energy everywhere is consistent, is kind of like God says, I am. So would not the word God and energy kind of similar there? The human mind is not capable of truly understanding who God or what God truly is. We see God as this, again, human form, God the Father personified, and it would be much, much broader than that. That is like the simplest form for us to understand. We'll kind of segue a little bit into the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, to even help us even understand it a little bit more. Is not energy and all that unknowing that we have, which it's beyond of what we can even conceive with our human minds, is that maybe God interchanged there? God as all the energy combined that is known, which I can't say is known to man because we don't know. So there's an infinity there. It's something that I think as human beings we cannot comprehend nor understand. It's a very complex answer. So to ask someone, hey, is there God? Is there the devil? Is there this and that? No one knows that answer. It's been a battle since the beginning of mankind in regards to these questions. Is there an almighty being? Is there a higher power? Through all the different faiths and religions imposing question. How do you answer that knowledgeably? I don't know. I never studied theology. I never studied any of this. But if you consider a force, an energy, a being, an entity, let's say, all-knowing, all understanding, all powerful. How do you explain that to somebody? to our limited human minds that it is. Deep? Am I losing anybody here? Trying to conceive the true question, what is God? Who is God? Again, if we say who is God, then we're talking about the personal aspects of it for us to accept and understand God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, looking at it in a Trinity sort of way. But if you're looking at it from an engineering or a scientific sort of way, you're always looking for the prove theories, and you're always looking for proof and concrete proof. A lot of theories are just numbers on paper. That's not technically concrete proof, but yet it's accepted in the scientific world. I'm not bouncing the two and saying, well, science is correct. It's not where I'm going with this. I'm saying it's beyond our comprehension. If God is, what does that encompass? It encompasses absolutely everything that we know, all energy that is out in this world and beyond, and a comprehension that none of us are capable of. Did I still lose you? Because it's easy to lose somebody. So this question then went to this. Well, if God is all-knowing, all-seeing, and can control everything, why would he let evil exist? And I kind of understand where this dude's coming from, because there's some things that are happening in his life, and I'm sure he's questioning, why would God allow something like this to happen in his life, right? Why does God allow things to take place? Is the devil real? Is the devil evil? And does evil kind of byproduct of free will? And then God's love for us is kind of the, hey, bring you back into the flock type of thing, where you reconcile and you understand the error of your ways. Well, I don't have the answer for that either, man. I don't have any answers for any of this. I'm floating a whole bunch of theories out there and a whole bunch of beliefs and different ways of looking at things. I get deep, man. I get too deep sometimes, but, you know, it gets me thinking. I think a little bit sometimes because I want to and I need to. So we don't have the answer to that. Either of those questions. Is God real? If God's real, and why does he let things go on? Why does he let bad things happen? And again, I don't have the answer to any of those things. There are some religions that say, you know, what you are experiencing now is the byproduct of a life you lived earlier on. It's kind of like payback. A lot of people will think what you do here, you're going to reap individual rewards in another life, in a heaven. And I guess what I'm going and getting to in this entire little conversation that we're having right now is this concept of God. I know myself, I know many, many people, and I know this guy asking me this question, he's also thinking of God in that, personifying him or her. We don't know, right? This being, this entity, this energy, putting it in human form so that we can identify with it and maybe comprehend it on human terms better. Which, in reality, if you thought about it, if God truly exists, it is bigger and much more broad than we can ever comprehend in our limited minds. No disrespect anywhere. I'm not saying God does not exist. I'm saying, to me, and to different minds, God is truly all-knowing, all-powerful, controls everything. But is it a person? Is it a man with a beard, a white beard, old dude, sitting up in a cloud with a cane or staff or whatever, watching over us and pointing things and answering each and every individual question? We don't know the answer to that. From a biblical standpoint, you kind of get that idea as well. But where I'm going with this is, maybe in my concept of God, it is this energy. It is this powerful everything. And I don't mean, again, no disrespect in any of this. To me, when I'm taking my walks and I'm about to take one right now. And I will go someplace surrounded by trees and hopefully some fresh air. And I'll see some animals, I'll encounter some human beings. When I look at everything, to me, it all reflects God to me. So many of us are caught up in the everyday. We don't think about any of this stuff. I think maybe some people also say, dude, you have absolutely way too much time on your hands to get as deep as you get in your thought. However, I feel as if I don't do that, then I'm not using my brain that I was given. Again, I'm not coming up with any answers here. These are questions that have been posed for a millennium. It's been around forever, these questions. And I'm sitting there a couple days ago, this little conversation with this guy happens. And, you know, I'm, again, back to the podcast, back to this right here, this conversationalist podcast, this talk show podcast, if you wish to call it all that. I talk about a lot of different things. We go out and find subjects to talk about, correct? Sometimes. And sometimes I'm not on track, and sometimes I'm looking at these other shows like True Crime Podcast, History Podcast, Music Podcast, and say to myself, why can't I just focus on one genre? Why can't I just sharpen the focus of what I'm doing here, this hobby, and find like minds to share what I'm talking about, and in that way, gain a bigger audience. Hopefully the audience will join in with me and we can have dialogue and create big conversations and stuff. What do I do in regards to that? Again, just thinking about everything and then thinking about myself in this same mindset. Who am I? What do I believe in? And it goes back to, I'm a Christian. I've been a Christian longer than I've been anything else in my entire life. I'm a guy who believes in God. But how do I define the concept of God? And this was brought up to me in this conversation with this individual. And it was a great question. It was a great question for myself, more than it even was for him. I don't have the answer to him. I don't have the answer for you. I don't really have the answer to myself. But every once in a while, I step back and look within and check myself. You've heard me say that before in different shows. Checking myself because I'm on a journey. And this journey I've talked about as well. And I've talked about my own moral compass. That's when I look in the mirror and I'm like, I got to answer to the dude looking back to me in the mirror and nobody else. And that moral compass is based off of, I guess you could say, Christianity and being a decent human being in this world that is so difficult to be, especially with all the things that are going on in this world right now. I walk around sometimes in total conflict. The inner me sometimes, when I'm seeing the disrespect and hatefulness and harm that happens every day and is now becoming socially acceptable, almost lawlessness going unpunished. And I think to myself, really? Try that on me and you'll be owning a knuckle sandwich times five, right? Whatever. Or the one too fast break upside the head. The old street talk. You get crazy thinking about it all. And then I suddenly remind myself, oh yeah, that's great, Mr. Christian. Go ahead. Go out there. Sure, you can knock them out. Sure, you can reenact something in your head and yeah, you're still the same, you know, tough guy from when you were a kid. No. It's our mind drawing us in. That's this world drawing me in to this negativity, this vortex of negativity, this hatred. And then that's where I check myself again and say, yo, dude, seriously? What are we talking about here? Get back to who you are. Check yourself. And who am I? I'm a guy who's trying to live my life the best I can, to be a decent human being, to check myself and look at the mirror and look at the guy looking back at me in that mirror and say, yo, dude, don't forget your moral compass. Don't forget where you're coming from. Don't forget the path that you've set yourself on. And then there's that question that comes up, almost like a test. Is there a God, dude? Is there a devil? Is there good and evil? Or is all of this, even that energy you get, that energy, that positivity and the negativity, Is that all just your mind? Is that all just the results, the end game of free will? I don't know the answer to that. All I can do is check myself, answer for myself, and I'm going to tell you what I told him. And basically I said, listen, I can't even define what God is. God is all-knowing, all-being, everything. God is when I'm walking down the street and I see everything. That's the energy that has been dispersed in our lives through God, this being, this energy that we don't understand and we can't even comprehend. However, a formula from a guy by the name of Albert Einstein, E equals MC squared, has a lot to do with it. This energy. All the energy that exists is constant. It just goes into different forms. It's fascinating. The guy was brilliant. He wouldn't come out and say, yes, I believe in God. What he says is, I believe that what I see everywhere is the concept, and this is not his words, these are mine, of a whole lot of energy that we cannot fathom. We cannot understand that because our minds are so limited. We just cannot comprehend what it means to be all-knowing, all-seeing, controlling absolutely everything. Kind of goes back to that little saying in the Bible, God says, I am. Deep. Deep. So here we are, sitting here thinking about something like this. And I told you, I don't do drugs. Could you imagine, right? No, seriously. It's a heavy conversation. I love them types of conversations. I love a conversation that gets you out of your comfort zone a little bit. And all I could say to the guy was like, look, man, I know why you're asking me this. You know that I have gone through a lot of different adversity in my life, continue to go through it. Every day, all of us out there, we have that in common. We're all encountering some type of adversity in our lives. Maybe not directly with us, maybe through somebody that we know, the people that we know. And we all deal with it in different ways. A lot of us will deal with it in anger. A lot of us will deal with it in hatred, in sadness. Very few of us will embrace it. How do you, most importantly, understand it and deal with it and just get through to the next day? This guy's got problems. I feel so bad for him. He's a great guy, but he just keeps encountering one health problem after another, after another, after another. And it's almost like he's from the Bible, Job. If you analyze that story, how the devil's like, I want to test that guy right there. And the God's like, go ahead. The guy's steadfast. He's going to pull through this. And all that was taken away from Job, and yet in the end, you know, he started doubting, but in the end, he stuck to his beliefs. Through all of that, how do I get through, or how did I get through all the adversities in my life? Look, first and foremost, I always say, hey, somebody's got it much worse than me. I also look at my heart problem as best thing that ever happened to me. Why? Because at that moment, excuse me, that would be a major incorrect statement to say at that moment. Years later, after learning how to understand that adversity happens to everyone, that it's not my fault. I didn't do anything to earn it. It just happens. None of us are immune to physical adversities that can happen to us. Anything can happen to us. I could tell you some heartbreaking stories of that happened to really good people. Why? I don't know the answer why. I've sat there and just prayed for understanding sometimes. People that I've known and loved and cared about and died young. Why? Why's my buddy Murr, that he's in my wedding the whole nine yards, this guy's a rock, everybody loves this guy. He takes care of his mom for who knows how many years. And as soon as he's done taking care of her, he gets cancer. And a year and a half later, he dies. How's that happen to a nice guy? Because it just does. Does that mean God's testing us? Does that mean he did something wrong in a past life? Sometimes things just happen. And I don't understand that. And it just seems cold, especially if you're a God-fearing man like he was. He had to be thinking, what the, you know, what the heck did I do? He didn't do nothing. I can't understand it. I can't explain that. My dad, do anything for anyone. Why does he die of cancer? My mom. My uncle. Why does he get stabbed to death? Why do these things happen? Some of them, most of them, not in our control. I don't have the answer for any of that. But I do pray about things. And I do pray for understanding, for solace, for peace of mind, to understand that all of us are here for a blip on a radar screen, a gone in an instant, here and gone. If you measured it from the beginning of time on a graph, we would be less than a speck of dust. You wouldn't even see the area where you've occurred, where you have been, and where you have existed. We're just here with the ability to love and to care for each other, express our love for everything and others, do good. Cutting things down, making us feel a little bit small, huh? Because we are. We are set down in life in this little window to live our lives. And we get wrapped up in all these simple, small things that seem so significant, seem world-ending. What I'm getting with all of this is, and like I said to him, I wish I had the answer to why you're experiencing the pain that you're experiencing. I wish I had the answer to explain and understand why you're going through the physical adversities that you are going through. All I can tell you, and I said his name, is how I had to learn to deal with my own adversity as a blessing. Because it was not until then where I woke up. It was not till then when that specter of dying, of death, lingering over you and not being around for your kids, my biggest fear, it was at that moment that my relationship with God kind of got sealed. I've always been there, but like kind of like from a distance a little bit. I've never really embraced it until that type of life-threatening adversity comes into your life and you're like, oh my God, I hope I can be here for my kids. I hope they don't get sick. I hope I'm going to be around. I hope I don't die instantly. I hope I'm not this guy who died from what I have or that guy who died from what I have. And it was right around there. Again, my buddy Bob said to me, yo, dude, you've always been there and you're always there for other people. But sometimes in life, man, you got to just put your hands up in the air and say, yo, I can't handle this alone. Can you please help me through this? And basically, that's a surrender. And not until I completely surrendered to God and said, listen, you got me. You got me. We talked about quitting last episode. And I'm not a quitter. But I'm like, you got me. I can't control this. What am I supposed to do? And the only thing I could do was exactly what I had to do. Embrace it. Embrace that crap, that new life. But is it crap? And what happened when I embraced it? Every single stinking day, couldn't wait to get up. Every day to breathe, to feel the sun in my face, to walk with my kids, just to hear my kids talk, to be with my kids, over appreciation, be above and beyond for every little thing. Truly living life, walking in the day, in the moment, instead of doing the Groundhog Day and just getting behind the wheel like every other day and just worrying about, yeah, I wish we could have this. I wish we could have that. I wish we could have more money. I would love to go here. I would love to go there. I wish I had this camera. I wish I had that camera. Listen, none of that matters. What matters is right now. I'm talking to you. You're listening to this. Go home and hug, man. Hug the people that you love. Tell them that you love them. Take the time to just be in the moment. To be mindful of everything you have, not of the things that you don't have. Be mindful of what you got. If you can sit here, if you can breathe and see and smell and touch, you're already way ahead of a lot of other people. Don't be thinking about what you don't have. Count your blessings as to what you do have. We all have these roadblocks and adversities that come into our lives that affect us greatly. But life every day is a gift, and we got to embrace it and make the best of it. I don't have the answer to that guy of my definition of what God is. God is to me everything. The good, the bad, everything. That's how I see it. And what I don't embrace, I got to learn from. And it's not easy. You forget your roots. You forget to check yourself. That's part of my being, is my faith. And how often do I forget about it? Big time. Big time. So it was funny this question came up. And I know I left him just kind of like scratching his head a bit. I got very philosophical, very deep. A lot of things that I said don't have a concrete answer because it really comes down to faith, right? And that's how I ended it. And I said, you got to have faith, man. I got faith. I just believe in this entity, this energy. Put it in any form you wish, human form if you need to, whatever. And that's what gets me by. Faith. You got to have faith. And I know he even said in there, well, you know, you can't see it, you can't hear it, can't touch it. I said, yeah, kind of like love, right? Love and hate. Can't touch any of those things. But man, they're real in your heart when it's burning. So, I don't know. Hopefully I didn't lose you. Had to talk about this today because to me, it's me getting back to my roots, being true to myself. Tough in these days, man. Tough. You can't help but look at everything that's going on and get angry. I don't know what the answer is to that either. All I know is I can choose not to get sucked into that vortex of negativity and be that way either. So I wish I had a better answer for my buddy. I can only keep him in my prayers and be there for him. That's it. That's all I got. Deep stuff today, Tone. Listen, have a great day. And this went longer than 15 minutes. This is now 31 minutes. So anyway, hey, thank you very much for listening. Don't forget about findingsubjects@verizon.net if you would like to shoot me an email. Finding Subjects Podcast on Instagram. Finding Subjects on Twitter, the Twit. Finding Subjects on Facebook. We do all that stuff. God bless my children. And that's all I got. All right, I'll catch you later. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. See ya. Bye.